the dark hills, the ways, the highways. He walks on the billows or through glimmering lights. Helps me walk the cold.
Glad he walks with me every step of the way. Couldn't make it without him. Couldn't make it without him. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue and Open Bible Telecast. Hey, this is going to be an exciting program. This is going to be an exciting program. There's no ifs and ands about it. And I am always excited when I'm doing these broadcasts as gracious and good as this can be. Now, it's a little bit controversial. And I hope you'll get right in the middle of the controversy, really a debate, really a Bible answer time. But we're talking today about the evil power of female angels and godless women. The evil power or powers of female angels and godless women. We could call it the horror of female angels and godless women. And that would fit perfectly. The horror of female angels and godless women. Now, in a moment, we're going to go to the book of Revelation chapter 17. But before we do, I want to read you a passage in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. And just give you a little picture of what we are facing. Do you understand that this is not a war between men and women? It's not a war between men and men. It's not a war between two parties. It's not a war between, you know, two different nations or two different people. This is a war against evil powers right out of the pit of hell. Let me read to you. For we wrestle. This is Paul now, great apostle Paul. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. Now notice that word, spiritual wickedness in high places. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now that's what we are wrestling against. That's what this war is against. America is in a war, getting ready for election in November. And there's a war going on. And the war, in most cases by people, is reduced to just man against man or man against woman, a woman against man, a party against party, or, you know, nation against nation. No, no, no. This is a war with evil powers, evil spirits, evil forces. Now, I want to identify for you some idea of these evil powers and evil forces. Now, there are no such thing as female angels that come from God. That God did not create any, not one, female angel. Every angel of God is masculine. Every angel of God is masculine. But female angels are actually goddesses. They are demons. Better to call them demons, but they carry themselves as goddesses. And then you have wicked women, and this has been true through history, wicked women that just literally can do more damage than a wicked man. I really believe a wicked woman is always worse than a wicked man. And we live in a generation of men who are just plain old effeminate. They are really effeminate. We have a generation of effeminate men that women can rule over without a snap of the finger, without any degree of anything but just submission, just plain old submission. So a godless woman, a woman who is evil, who is full of evil powers, whose whole demeanor is evil, who is proven by their records that they do evil things, and yet they are so empowered by these spirits and this goddess attitude that they can rule men, and the men don't have a clue. They are so spiritually blind and so spiritually helpless that these wicked women can rule them. Now, I'm not going to deal with the nature of either of the political candidates for president. I'm not going to deal with them as individuals. I'm going to deal with what's behind this thing, what's behind this warfare, what's behind this battle. And the woman who is running for the Democrat Party has done so many wicked things, has done so many questionable things. It is hard to imagine a person more wicked than this woman is. And yet, you've got a multitude of men and women who just fall and curry at her feet. Who fall and curry at her feet. Now, I am not dealing with this as a political matter. I am dealing with this as a spiritual matter. I'm dealing with this as a man of God who loves this Bible, who knows what this Bible teaches, and I'm coming to you to warn you that if you do not pray, if you do not take this warfare serious and get on your face, and if you don't help those people who are caught up under this spell, you see, a goddess spell, a demon-possessed woman, becomes a goddess spell, or a spell that's a kind of goddess nature. And they literally rule regardless of what you know about them, of what evil they have done. They rise above all of that, and people, as I said a while ago, curry at their feet. Now, if we do not somehow come to grips with what we're dealing with, we're going to find America in a situation that's completely irreversible. We're almost there now. I mean, we're at the place now. The Democrat Party has proven that they are a party that wants nothing to do with God. They proved that 4 years ago when they did their national convention right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Anybody in Charlotte that doesn't understand it is either blind, or they don't want to see, or they're spiritually completely insane. They've lost all understanding of the spiritual world. Well, let me tell you that we're dealing with something that is really, really serious. I'm going to take you in a moment to the book of Revelation, chapter 17. The book of Revelation, chapter 17. I'm giving an article to everybody out there, The Horror of Female Angels and Godless Women. It's a breathtaking article, and it was written by myself. I don't claim to be a great author, but I give it my best. And I name 10 goddesses. I name 10 goddesses. I'd like to discuss them today if we have any time to do so. They're all named in history. Many people in America now are beginning to worship the goddesses. They really are. Many people in America are beginning to worship in the goddess realm. Almost all of higher education. They were saying the other day that the highly educated people are all going to vote for Hillary. Well, let me tell you the reason why these highly educated people are going to vote for Hillary, because they've been completely subdued in our higher educational institutions. I've got somebody in my family that I love more than I love my right arm, my right hand, who's been seduced by this. And literally, when you become seduced in that realm of this whole liberalism, I mean, it's liberalism gone amok. It's liberalism that's gone insane. It's liberalism that has no sense of the moral values of the Bible, has no sense of the Christ who died on the cross to save us from our sins, who have no sense of the soon coming of the Christ to get his bride, who have no sense of the coming judgment upon this whole wicked world, who don't realize there's a hell that all of these wicked people are going to spend eternity in. And they've been educated to thinking all of that's a myth. It doesn't mean anything. And so they'll vote for the goddess, the God personality who represents this higher realm of liberalism, this higher realm that they called the progressives. Oh boy, is that not a misnomer, the progressives. Come on, friend, listen to me. Now, I'm going to open these lines in a moment, and I'm going to invite your call. But I want to read that verse again, because I want you to know, according to the words of Paul, that this is not a battle between a man and a woman, or between a party and another party, or a battle between nations, or a battle between, I mean, there are so much fighting going on out there. I am amazed. I'm amazed that these liberal Republicans that will come against their candidate, because they are liberals, and they've been seduced just like many Democrats have been seduced. And many people who are independents have been subdued. It's we in America that has literally been altered by all of this this liberalism gone amok, this so-called progressivism, the rejection of the Bible, the rejection of moral values in our city right now this year. We had our teacher conference last night. Have teachers here who have their kids in our school, public school teachers with their kids in our school. Isn't that amazing? Public school teachers with their kids in our school. Now, why? Because they see what's going on. And I said to them, you mean you can't call the girls girls and the boys boys? No. Can't even call them girls and boys in the Mecklenburg County, that Charlotte Mecklenburg school system. That breaks my heart. It breaks my heart for these good teachers who've trained to be good educators, and now they got a classroom of boys and girls, and they have to treat them all like they're just animals. And they act like that. One teacher said to me last night, they're acting like animals. Well, that's what they're being trained to act like, because they aren't being given anything out of this blessed old book, this great word of God. Let me read it again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, you understand that that's not hard to understand. That's the kind of warfare we're in. And the reason we're in that kind of warfare is because this new world religion is developing. It's globalism. For the first time in my understanding, the politicians are actually using the terms globalism. They're actually using the term globalism. Well, we Christians, we prophecy preachers have been warning you for years that was where we were coming to. A one world order, a kind of globalism where all religions would intermix, all politicians would intermix, all educational ideas would intermix, all thinking of morals would intermix, and it would all become a smorgasbord. Literally a smorgasbord, and we are so close to the end that the only thing that has to happen is the rapture. When that rapture occurs, then the whole thing will be turned over to the devil. But we must not turn it over to the devil until we're out of here. We must fight against it and stand against it and be involved in a spiritual warfare until Jesus comes and gets his bride, the great church of Jesus Christ. So, I mean, I want you to understand all of that, and I want you to get involved. Let me take you. The phone number is 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Let me put it up for a moment, okay, so you can write it down, 391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. We got that 4 fixed. Remember, that was a 3 accidentally. 1-800-338-7884. All right? And then my email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Let me stop right here and tell you that we've got a new website up, totally new, www.paulcreek.org. Okay? You must go to it when this program is over. Don't stop now. No, you can't leave the program, please. But when the program is over, you go to it and make sure you listen to my little welcome, because at the end of the welcome is something really spectacular. The camera takes us up into the air and then zips us like we're going up in the rapture. Oh, what a day that's going to be. So don't you fail to go to www.paulcreek.org when this radio broadcast is over, this telecast is over. And you've already been to it, maybe, if you're watching the telecast. The radio listeners maybe have not. So make sure you take this down, write it down in your little book, and make sure you remember, okay? Please do that. Now, let me take you to the book of Revelation. Let me tell you what's happening. Mystery Babylon is getting ready. Mystery Babylon is gathering her forces. Now, Mystery Babylon, in this sense is a religious entity. Let me get this fan out of my Bible. Is a religious entity. And so the goddesses, women goddesses, women possessed of spirits who become like goddesses, fit right into the agenda of the Mystery Babylon. They really do. And let me read it to you. If you want to ask the question, the lines are open. I want calls one after the other. I want to talk with you. I want you to let me hear from you. I want you to ask me something that's so hard I can't answer it. Please. Please. I want to get in the middle of this book. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. Now, the seven angels, this is Revelation 17:1. These seven angels come out of the temple. They are temple angels. They are really a special group of angels, temple angels. Their duty is to minister in the heavenly temple, where God has his throne and Jesus sits at his right hand, and where the blood of the cross, of the crucifixion, is right there on the altar, still throbbing with a life of divinity, without a question. And these seven angels that have these seven vials come out of that temple, and they talk with me, saying unto me, come up here, come hither. Come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. That's this godless woman, this ungodly woman, representing now, representing all the religious entities, all the political entities led by godless women, all of the great educational systems led by godless women. The whole New World Order really is all, it has seven components, but it's all one. Education is one with them. You know, one world education, one world politics, one world economy, one world religion. They all go together, and it's all part of Mystery Babylon. It's all part of Mystery Babylon. What Mystery Babylon really identifies as the religious arm of the one world religion, it certainly spreads its tentacles and rules all the rest. Always has been true in that sense. With whom the kings of the earth, now listen, here's the political entities involving themselves with this religious entity, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication. The kings of the earth, the political powers of the earth, have committed fornication with this spiritual Babylon. Is that not what's happening in the Democrat Party right now? That these great progressive, I say great, I meant great in the sense of powerful, with a lot of political clout, many times a lot of money and wealth, many times great in educational realms, this great kings and inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Man, I can watch Miss Clinton right now, and she has these religious entities and these political entities and these political powers of the progressive world, even the Bushes, even many others within used to be the Republican venue. They are now bowing at the feet of godless Babylon. They're bowing at the feet of godless Babylon, and they've been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. You don't understand why many of these former so-called conservative people are now going bonkers over this particular situation and this particular candidate. Is because literally they are one in the spirit with that. Am I making sense to you? Please ask me about these things if you don't understand what I'm saying, because I want you to get them. I want you to understand we're coming down to the wire, friend. We're coming down to the wire, and I'm bringing you some material right out of the realm of the revelation world. The Holy Ghost has been teaching me, and now I'm teaching you what the Holy Ghost has been teaching me. And I'm telling you, with whom the kings of the earth, the political leaders of the earth, are committing fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth are being made drunk with the wine of this godless Babylon, infidel, godless fallen angels who carry themselves as goddesses. Oh, friend, listen to me. Woo! It's over my head, really. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit up on a scarlet-colored beast, riding on the power of the political. That's what it stands for, okay? A woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. That's a woman riding on the top of the political arena. Do you get the picture? Do you get the picture? Full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and the abominations of the earth. Now, no one person that we could name is actually this mother. This mother is a vast entity. A vast conglomeration of political and religious and financial powers and forces. You understand? Just a vast company of them. And not any one of them we can identify is the mother. They're all daughters together under the mother system. You understand? The mother is the system, and the daughters are the people under her wings and under her system, okay? And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, many of you are looking at the political fight and you're wondering with great admiration. And I'm explaining it to you. The side that wants to eliminate any borders in America, the side that wants to unite with the Muslims of the world, the side that hates Israel and hates the Jews and Jerusalem. And, you know, you can identify all of that. It's as plain as the nose on your face if you'll just wake up and quit being just completely drunk with the wine of the fornication of this one world system and these Babylon personalities. Okay? Wake up. Come to your senses. Get in your Bible. Read Revelation 17. It'll wake you up, friend. It really will. Why don't you go on and on? It says, and they shall make war with the Lamb. With who is the Lamb? Jesus. Who is making war with Jesus? Who is making war? How about Obama? Is he making war with Jesus? How about Hillary? Is she making war with Jesus when she says all of these people with these old Bible-believing ideas have got to be forced? She actually said, we got to make laws that force them to accept what we're doing. And they will put us in consecration camps if we don't stand up now and not wait until it's too late to do anything about it. Do you understand that? Huh? I hope you grasp what I'm saying. Get your phones now. I want to hear from you. I want you to call. You're probably sending emails because you don't want nobody to know you're calling me. No, you don't need to worry about that. I'm not going to identify you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. While you are calling, let me read a little more, okay? You got the phone number there. Let me remove it. Don't want to hinder anybody. You've got it written down. If you haven't, then I'll give it back to you in a moment. Listen, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. Now, are the nations of the world not falling prey to this globalistic idea? Of course they are. Everybody knows that now. You can see it everywhere. Are you going to be part of it? If you are part of it, then that means you've been spiritually seduced into this very same thing that they are part of. And I pray that God will set you free. I really do, because it's a sad hour and it's a dangerous thing. Let me ask you for your calls. Don't want to spend more than half the time talking, but I'm trying to help you understand. I can take you and share all of these goddesses with you. I'll send it to you because I won't have time, to go into all of them. They're all different, but they are worldwide goddesses. There are many others beside these 10 that I've identified, but you'll have the material. You'll have the names. You'll have an understanding, and will help you to see this Bible. It will help you understand the danger of female angels. There's been programs. Female angels have become a pretty big thing today, but I'm telling you, they're nothing but demons. No female angel can be one thing but a demon. If you've had a female angel appearing to you, you need to rebuke that female angel in the name of Jesus and say, don't come back to my house in Jesus' name. I want nothing to do with you. I will not listen to you. I will name Jesus over you and bind you in the name of Jesus. And anybody out there that's been having a female angel visit you, I'm telling you, you must stop that female angel from visiting you and take authority over it and command it out of your life. Are you hearing me? Command it out of your life. So now you have the picture. The gathering of globalism. The coming together of a one world order. The coming together of a one world order that literally is going to rule this nation with a rod of iron. This world with a rod of iron. The whole 666 is getting ready. The ability to control the masses is almost perfectly complete and maybe complete enough that the 7-year tribulation could begin tomorrow if Jesus came today. Well, I'm telling you, we are there. And it's exciting, it's wonderful, and I want to hear from you. The number to call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now again, I want to give you this article. It has a picture of a so-called picture of the mother of our Lord. It's not. It's nothing but a demon. For every one of these so-called appearances of Mary are demon appearances. They are not Mary. Mary is waiting the resurrection like every other saint of God. She does not have some kind of power that she could appear. And so I'm telling you, it's all a big facade. Recently, I saw, and I didn't go into it because I didn't want to learn about it, where a rendering of Mary was weeping somewhere and another rendering of Mary was talking, and showing life actions. Friend, all of that is female demons. Are you listening to me? Every bit of that is female demons. Now, I'm waiting on your call. Let me see here if I have any emails. Well, the email is supposed to be up. Well, there it is, ready. And I trust it will give me. Are there any calls? I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to hear from you. You are important. Anything I can get from you that I can answer to be a blessing, it's my delight and my joy. And so I don't have any. Okay. The emails are open. Let me hear from you. You are important to me, and I will bless you with the best I know how to bless you with. Okay. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Are you calling? 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, let me talk to you a minute. Listen while you're calling. Okay, listen. We have a precious man that's coming to Charlotte. He's 27 years old, has about 7 years of being an associate with his father. He has graduated from a college, and he's coming to get involved in Paul Creek and become an associate pastor to help Brother Chambers. He's going to be moving, and we need a place for him to live when he moves for 2 or 3 months while he gets settled in a job and gets everything established. And so we're thinking either about a home that he wants to rent, or if somebody has a travel trailer, a nice travel trailer, big enough for a family of four, that would let us use it 2 or 3 months out in our backyard of the church. We'll hook it up and make it work for him, and that would save any rent money so that he can get ready for his house, and we can help him, in a way that would be a blessing. Okay, a mobile, a travel trailer, big enough for a family of four, hopefully with a couple sliding out sections, really nice, and you've got one sitting in your yard. You won't be using it for 2 or 3 months, and you'll move it over here and set it up and let us use it. Wouldn't that be nice? That would save him $2,000 or $3,000, and it would be such a blessing. So if you have such a thing, please let us hear from you. Number two. School. We start school Monday. Started last night with a teacher conference night. Teachers have been meeting with our parents. Beautiful parents. Beautiful enrollment. Not big, like 200 or 300, but a wonderful size school. A place where your child will get a glorious and wonderful education. So if you haven't decided on Christian school, you must decide on Christian school. Surely nobody who claims to be a Christian would send your children to a school that they cannot even be called a girl or a boy. See, that's a spirit. And it's not just going to be words. The spirit of that is going to root its way into the hearts of these kids. And we're going to just have more and more lesbians and more homosexuals and more transgenders, because they're going to be taught that. And the spirit's going to be in that direction. And the mood's going to be in that direction. And if you don't do something about it on your end, I say woe to you, mommy, and woe to you, daddy, because you'll pay the price down the road. And it won't be easy to pay, okay? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think you are. Love to have you in church tomorrow. You will learn a little bit about us, and that'll help you decide if you'd like to be part of a grade school. A Becca is our curriculum. Traditional school, where they get an absolute wonderful education. And we'd love to have you to consider us, and we'll be glad to talk with you. I'll be right here tomorrow to be a blessing. Our secretary will take you through the processes. You can visit classrooms, see teachers in action. You will love everything. I guarantee you, you'll love everything you see. It is just that I can be proud of our school. I really can. Now, your calls. Grab your phone. Hey, have I lost you? Have I took you in a direction that you don't even know the question to ask me? Have I took you in a way that I've got you completely dumbfounded? Well, call me to tell me you don't agree. That will be fine. I will be delighted. I'm not here to force anything on you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I want you to know that. And I will do anything in my power to be a blessing. Now, you are on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I just want to say God bless you, because I was listening a few minutes ago, and I was praying, you know. It feels like, you know, people are joining with the evil and, you know, marrying this world. They're not standing with the truth. I was crying and praying by myself, but...
So you were crying and praying before you heard me on the program, and then you immediately knew you were hearing the right thing, didn't you?
Yes.
You see, it's coming. It's coming like a storm. Why don't everybody see that? See, you see it because you belong to Christ, and you've been praying, and you've got a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit.
That's true. That's very true. And I didn't know even you have a church here. I just called, and I said, oh, my goodness. Thank God, you know, I found the true believers. They can stand for the truth.
You are wonderful, and I'm going to see you tomorrow, I hope.
I want to see what time is...
Starts Sunday school at 10, morning worship at 10 till 11, evening worship at 6. And if you'll leave your phone number with our ladies, we'll call and give you some direct... Go on the internet. We got a map on our internet now under things about us. And you go and check, and this phone number you called will be good tomorrow.
Okay, I will see you tomorrow. God bless you, brother.
I am so excited. You're thrilling my heart, dear lady, because the world needs to understand these truths. They'll all be befuddled with all of this junk going on, and someone like Miss Clinton, she has such an attitude of a goddess. She really does have the spirit of a goddess, and people, they don't care what she's done. They still like what she represents, because she represents a spirit that's deceiving.
Yes. That's very true.
Thank you, and God bless you. Now call us quickly out there. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to know and somehow be a blessing to you and help you. I mean, this is a dangerous hour. And people, it thrills me that lady understood it. I mean, she understood it. And so we are here to be a blessing to you. We'll do anything in our power to be a blessing. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right, that is two, supposed to be for me, but I can't get it, so somebody needs to hang up again so I can get it, okay? Don't want to miss anybody. You're important. You are important, and being able to be a blessing to you is my joy. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Reverend Chambers. I was listening to you, and I appreciate what you're doing. And
Have I been saying the truth?
Yes, because Hillary Clinton has lied, and everybody, the people who...
But she has the spirit of a goddess. And so I've got two sisters that are just gung-ho for her. And I mean, when I get through with them, they're not going to like it, I'll guarantee you. But I'm going to tell it to them straight. I'm going to tell them just exactly that they're spiritually dumb, probably not even born again, and that they would understand it if they had an ounce of the Holy Spirit upon them.
I know it, and they just, she's lying, and they just, they can't even see it, so they must be...
It's spiritual blindness, brother.
I think a good way to start praying is that God ask God to remove the scales off people's eyes.
Pull down, the way I pray is pull down the strongholds. These are satanic strongholds that's got a hold of people's mind. If you're not spiritual in today's world, if you don't have the care of Christ over your heart and your mind, and you have no sensitivity to the Lord Jesus and the Bible, you're going to fall into these traps. And it's basically a trap of spiritual ignorance.
Yes. And I have a grandson who is highly intelligent and straight A student. And I was sitting there telling him about all the deceit that Hillary's done, and he wants to just look right over that. And I say, you cannot.
Well, you see, though, but he's higher education is so full of deception until it scares me. I told one of my grandsons that's now a professor in the college, university, actually, I told him, you keep on in the institution you're in, and they're going to do everything in their power to make a liberal out of you. And they have done everything in their power. And I don't know that he's a liberal yet, but he's close to being so utterly one that he's not listening to me. And it's as dangerous as hell.
I agree.
Thank you. I got to take another call here. And thank you for calling. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, please help me, ladies. You have to hang those calls up real quick. Or sometimes they call back. And so it's nobody's fault. You on the air. May I help you, please? May I help you, please? All right, please call back. If I lost that person, I believe I did. Don't want to lose you. Call right back. And we are here to be a blessing to you. Now, listen, you heard these calls. That precious lady, was that not sweet? That was overwhelming to me. Here's the lady been praying this morning, overwhelmed with all she sees, and she cuts on the radio or the internet, don't know which, and she sees this and hears this and realizes, hey, this is what I've been just overwhelmed by, really overwhelmed by, and it is so gripping. It is so gripping that it's hard to understand what's taking place. Now, friend, I want to talk to you. I don't want anybody to leave this program without understanding what Brother Chambers is saying. And if you're disagreeing with me, call me and let me talk with you about it. Let me try to explain to you so that you will understand. Will you do that? That's my love for you. That's my love and interest in you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers.
Yes.
Earlier in the program about Mary and the Catholic Church. You remember a couple of years ago in Charlotte, the Catholic ladies had a big gathering in Charlotte. They invited this high-ranking cardinal to speak. And while he was speaking, this is unbelievable, he said, when we pray, I'm convinced that we should pray to Mary and not Jesus, because I think she has more sway with God than Jesus does.
Well, you know, I made that statement earlier, and it's probably a different one, but several years ago I heard a Catholic man, I don't know that he was a cardinal, but he was a high-ranking man, and he said plainly that that Mary could convince Jesus of answering prayer better than praying directly to Jesus. He said Mary could con Jesus, was the word he used. That Mary could con Jesus. And when I heard that man say that, I knew him personally. When I heard him say that, it blew my mind. And let me tell you something about him. He tried his best to get me. Oh, he done everything to get me over to his church, to get me come and eat breakfast with him, to do things with me. And finally, when he was leaving, didn't stay here long, I called him and I said, his name was Joe. I said, Joe, why are you leaving Charlotte so early? He said, the Pope has given up on you, Joe Chambers. The Pope has given up on you. And I thought, you've got to be kidding, man. I know he was kidding. I know that wasn't a true statement. The Pope don't know me. But I can tell you one thing. We live in a day that's dangerous. And if you've ever walked with God, you better walk with him.
I guarantee you. That's pretty good, brother, when you got the Pope after you.
Well, I don't know that. He may have just been fooling me. I can't answer that. But I'm here to tell you that there's not many preachers that will stand up for nothing anymore. And there's no such thing as Mary appearing somewhere, because she's just like everybody else that's died in the Lord. She's waiting for her resurrection. She's in heaven. She's there in spirit and body, but she's not there. Spirit and soul, but she's not there in body. And she cannot appear. And that's insanity. I mean, it's deception. It's just demon spirits masquerading as female angels or female people. But one thing we need to learn is that a woman or a man can become so evil that they become like a demon. If an angel can become a demon, then a human being can become like a demon. I don't mean they're literally demons. They can't become invisible and those kind of things. But they can do the evil. They can do the evil of a demon. And we got a world full of them, brother. Full of them.
You're exactly right. And the bad part about it is the people that believe that stuff, you couldn't convert them to Christianity. You'd convert a drunk in the gutter quicker than you would that.
In most cases, you're exactly right. See, they have been deceived. A drunkard is not deceived. He's lost. He's lost. He's a sinner. A lost sinner, is always easier, much easier to convert than a deceived religious person. A deceived religious person. When you get in a deceived religion, you see, people don't know this, but the charismatic world is one of the most deceptive worlds there is in the world. It is a religion that is full of deception. I mean, everybody was so gung-ho about Ted Cruz, and I kept trying to tell them, you don't understand. Ted Cruz is a charismatic, and he believes in a one-world religion. He doesn't believe in an antichrist or a rapture. He believes that they, the church, is going to set up a one-world religion. It's nothing but part of Catholicism, part of Hinduism, part of the Muslim religion. They all are part and lot of each other. Not the Muslims as much as the others, because they're going to be destroyed first. But I'm telling you, we've got a world of the spirit of Babylon out there.
I guarantee you, there's a lot of religious people, but there aren't a whole lot of converted people.
Well, people don't get saved anymore, they get religion. You know, contemporary music makes you religious without being converted. A person who loves contemporary music can shout up and down the aisles and never be born again, because contemporary music is soulical music. It ministers to the soul, but not to the human spirit, the God-given spirit. God-given spirit worships with genuine music that's biblical and that has the right lyrics and the right spirit to it. And this contemporary is false as the devil and is doing great damage in the church world. If you're in a contemporary music church, you've probably never been born again. If you had been, your spirit would lead you out of there and take you somewhere where the gospel is preached.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, my brother. And God bless you. Now call us quickly out there, everybody that will. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm going to give you those numbers again. I want you to be able to see them and call me, okay? We got 18 minutes. And I want to make it count. Now, you've heard me read from the book of Revelation. I could read the whole chapter and show you every bit of it. It's taking place, getting ready. Not yet there, but getting ready for that hour when the rapture takes place. And when the rapture is over, then all of this is going to be fulfilled to the letter. We still have a right to stand up, though. We have a right to identify the spirits of progressivism and liberalism and deception that we see in the political arena. And I'm not afraid to identify it. I'm not telling you who to vote for and who not to vote for, but here in America, we have a right to free speech. And my free speech tells me to tell you that you better listen. And you better take note. And this liberalism is dark. I was reading just this week of the levels of education to where the majority of them are voting in the liberal direction. In every case, the more education you get in these institutions and the more professors you sit under, and they'll tell you, I'm not trying to seduce you. And they're doing it all at that time. They don't even know it because they've been seduced themselves. You know, they don't know they're seducing because they've been subdued, and it's just a spirit. It really is. And I hope you're listening to me. I hope you listen to me and you'll do something about it and you'll stand tall for what is right. Help your families. I went in my bank the other day and I told the ladies, I said, I want to tell all of y'all, you need to hear me. If all of y'all vote for Miss Clinton and you tell me so, I'm changing banks. I ain't coming back in here and mess with you. And I was kind of fooling with them to see what kind of response I would get. And I think I'm at a hit. I really do. I don't know that they agreed with me, but I sure did say it plain and simple, because we just live in a closing day. It's almost over. I don't have the liberty to tell you things just to make you feel good. I don't have the liberty just to get a hoopla out of you. I don't have the liberty just to tell you things that make you love Joe Chambers. I've got to tell you the truth of this Bible. And you really need this article. You really do. The evil powers of female angels and godless women. And listen to me, men. You effeminate wimps out there who don't have enough courage and enough stamina to stand up like a man. To take a stand. You're not strong enough to be a real man and get in the Bible and know the truth and speak the truth and be proud of the truth and take a stand against wickedness and evil. Everything this Bible stands against, I'm going to stand against. And everything this Bible teaches is right, I'm going to teach it as right. I have, you know, that's just simple the way it is. I don't have any feelings bad against anybody. Nobody do I have bad feelings against. No way. Not going to allow such a thing. But I'm here to tell you, it's a late hour. And it's time we understood where we are and do something about it. And let me go back and see if I have any. Yep, I do. I want to see if I have any. Hello, Reverend Chambers. Reverend Chambers, 17:8 proves that the rapture has already. Oh, boy. Roger Ball. Roger, you're not that dumb. Roger, you're not that dumb. Roger Ball. I know him. He's used to be a supporter. I guess that's why he's not one anymore. Oh, Robert, I'm sorry for you. I really am. Let me read your verse. Revelation 17 and 8. Let me read it. And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go in perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names was not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and is. Now, what in the world in that proves that the rapture has already happened? The rapture proves that the rapture has already happened. Hey, I didn't notice that, Roger. The rapture has already happened. Isn't that terrible? How would a man be that dumb, that biblically ignorant? He needs to go back and read Revelation 4, Roger. Hey, I want to be your friend, Roger. I'm not putting you down. I care about you. But you're just so wrong. You break my heart. You really do. Now grab your email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Got 12 minutes here. I'm waiting on your call. Would love to answer your question. I will do my best to answer your question and help you understand that we are living right now ready for the rapture. The rapture has not happened, but it could happen at any moment. And then the 7-year tribulation period would begin. And Roger, you listen to me. All you got to do is go to Revelation 4, and you'll see when John heard the voice, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which shall be hereafter." Hereafter what? The two previous chapters, the message to the seven churches. That's what. And so you see the saints go to heaven. They become elders in chapter 4 of Revelation. They share with Jesus in the great tribulation. They have a marriage supper of the Lamb for 7 years. Oh, what a picture it is. But there's a lot of deception out there. A lot of good people get deceived. I'm not putting down Roger. I've known him for years. But that's sad, and I didn't know he believed such a thing. But I'm glad he said it so I can start praying for him, that God will help him and show him the right way. Now, folks, listen to me. We are right on the verge. We are living in the day when, listen now, I want to show you, do the best I can, the preparation for the one world order is happening all around us. Hasn't occurred yet. Hasn't started yet. Only thing we see is the preparation. All we see is this woman, this mystery woman, as she begins to exert her powers and begins to use her influence and begins to subvert the people all over the globe. And it's a worldwide kind of scheme that's going on to get ready for the Antichrist. We don't have to get ready for the rapture. It could happen any minute, but we're getting ready for the Antichrist. And if you're not ready, right now, you ought to get on your knees and repent and get right with God. Why don't you fall on your knees? And why don't you give your life to Christ? Now, please call and get this article. Everybody out there ought to have a copy of this article. Everybody. Everybody. It may go out on the email today. That's being perfected. It will be perfected no later than next Saturday. I believe that, and it may be ready today. I haven't seen yet the data, but I'm waiting on it. But you can get a copy in the mail, and every one of you ought to be on our mailing list. If you would send us your address and your email, we'll put you on the email list, then we'll put you on the mailing list to get 2 prophetic news alerts every month. 2 prophetic news alerts every month go out there to our mailing list. And we would love for you to be on it. Now, go to the website. Everybody out there, go to the website, www.paulcreek.org. And make sure you listen to my welcome to the internet and see the beautiful scene that happens at the end of my welcome. You will love it. You will love it. Now, it's going to be better than it's ever been. The bookstore will be up and finished in no less than 2 weeks. maybe even before, but no less than 2 weeks, the bookstore will be operational. We're really going to have a new website from beginning to end. It's never been so nice, and we want you on it. We want you enjoying it. We want you listening to the sermons. We put up messages. We do all kinds of things just to be a blessing to you. Now, I'm waiting for your call these last 10 minutes, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. What is your question? What is your question? Now, while you call it, let me show you the danger of listening or allowing, let me find it here in my Bible, allowing female angels. Female angels. It's amazing to me what you can see in this Bible if you read it. Now, you know Saul the king, who backslid utterly, and then he finally went to the witch of Endor. Let me read it. And Saul swear to her, this is the witch of Endor, by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, thou shalt not there shall not be punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Well, you go to 1 Samuel 28, and you can read the whole story. 1 Samuel 28, I won't try to read the story, but here's a witch who seduced Saul. Well, Saul went to her now. He asked for it. And most people who get seduced ask for it. They go into that environment. They go into that realm. They hang around those kind of people. They listen to those kind of people. If you listen to them, you will be seduced by them. Do you hear me? You go to a liberal university and you allow these liberal professors to teach you week by week. They may never say the things that change you, but their spirit will change you. And you will fall into a trap that is almost irreversible. Sometimes people come out of it, but in many cases they do not come out of it. It's just that dangerous. So female angels do not represent anything but evil. Do you understand? Any female angel represents evil. Every angel in the Bible is identified as a masculine. Every angel in the Bible is identified as a masculine. No doubt about it now. You hear me? You do understand they are masculine. When you see an angel and it's female, you better rebuke it in the name of Jesus and listen to not a word out of that female angel's mouth. Okay? Not a word. You rebuke it and you run from it. And then godless women, don't you ever, ever, ever allow yourself to come under the realm of godless women who live like the world, who are, you can tell they are worldly to the core of their being. Many of them make big money, great day, millions of dollars because unspiritual Christians, unspiritual people in the religious realm have come under their power and under their wings. It's an ugly thing. It's a dark thing. It's almost unbelievable, really. It's almost unbelievable. Let's take a moment here and see if I have any emails. I'm trying to be careful that I don't hit on the wrong thing, all right? Any more here? I'm waiting on you. If you're there, well, I can't read that one. Somebody sent me something, but I can't read what they said, so I guess they didn't mean for me to read it, or they would have wrote it in. Okay? Sometimes people will put it on a link, and let me tell you that I don't open links of no kind anymore. When you open a link, you never know whether it's a good one or a bad one. So tell people to send you an open email if they want you to see it. And if they send you a link to go to an email, you better know who it is that sent it to you before you open it. Okay? Because you mess up everything in front of you, and I know better, so you won't, well, I've been tricked a time or two, because I thought it was so interesting, I just had to read it. Found out it was just something to mess me up, happened about 3 weeks ago. Well, listen, now, I want you to understand, this subject is very important. This article is very important, very important. And you need to understand, and I go back again to the words that I read to you from the book of Ephesians, which are overwhelming words. They really are. Do you know that, let me read you a male angel, okay? Let me read it to you. Let me find it here. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he, the angel, smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." He said unto him. The Bible is always dependable. Whatever the Bible says, you can depend on it. He said, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." And he went out, and he followed him, and wished not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. An angel, a masculine angel. And you find that over and over in the Bible. I read this morning the book of Job, a similar story. Very powerful. Very powerful. Don't believe I marked it. But the angels who went down into Sodom and Gomorrah. It plainly shows them to be male angels. And so you see that all through the Bible. And that's one of the big tricks of our day, is these angels, female angels, doing their thing, getting people used to them, because it's going to get bigger. If Jesus tarries, all of this is just going to grow bigger and bigger. The deception will be greater and greater. And I'm telling all of you, Hillary Clinton is a perfect picture of a goddess. The Democrat Party has elevated her to the position of a goddess, and that's why she is welding so many people under her scrutiny and ready to vote for her. And that's because you're spiritually unlearned, you're spiritually ignorant, you don't know what you're seeing, you don't recognize it. And I would say, get on your knees and get yourself right with God, and let God fill you with His Holy Spirit. Let God fill you with His love, and you will come to recognize those kind of things. And the devil won't be able to trick you and deceive you as he's doing to so many people on our globe. And I'll read to you again in the closing moments here. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Spiritual wickedness in high places. You understand that kind of language? You understand how deceiving our world has become? What a deceived world we live in. Now, I remind you that I said earlier, we are looking for a really nice camper trailer that one pulls that could be moved on our land for 2 or 3 months for a young minister who's moving here with his wife and 2 children. And he's got to get here, get settled, get a job before he can buy a house. And if he has to rent, you know, you've got to save for so many months. I mean, it really becomes a pain. So if you've got a trailer and you would move it over here, let us use it for 3 or 4 months. It will be a blessing. Number two, don't forget school. You need Christian education. Are you listening to me? Your children need Christian education. They don't need this watered down education that's taken over in our world. I'm here to tell you, it's really dark. It really is dark. And it breaks my heart to see what's happening and how people are falling in this trap. They really are. Now, you get ready. The coming of the Lord is at the door any minute now. He could appear, and we're leaving. Call us 704-391-0588-704. I'm sorry, 1-800-338-7884. I love you. I love you much. I love you much. And Jesus is coming. Do you hear me? Jesus is coming.
Tonight.
helped me walk up the mile.